Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, this is episode 3 of Meals with Jesus. It is great to be here. I'm here with my good friend. Tell us who you are.
My name is James Carey. I get called Jam. For the avoidance of doubt, this is the Faith in Kids podcast, but this is the 3rd in the series of Meals with Jesus. Who's eating what with Jesus, Ed? Why are we doing this?
Mary and Martha are busy getting a meal ready for Jesus. They are lovely. We're in Luke's Gospel. I'm sure you know this, but we're making our way through meals Jesus had, listening to the conversations he had. He's great.
Why don't I ask you a question? The whip around question. Get ready for this at home. Have a think about this. Ed, what makes you stop what you're doing and listen?
A child screaming incredibly loudly.
Yeah, I get that. And I listen and I go, is that mine?
Or I support a range of football, rugby and cricket teams. So if something exciting has happened in a match that involves one of my teams, everyone has to be quiet. And my daughter finds that quite annoying.
Yes, there was a radio programme growing up, still on, called The Archers. And whenever the music used to come on, my mum always used to listen to it. And the moment the music started, and if I said anything, I would be shushed immediately. And therefore, I have an automatic reaction against that music because I was shushed. But anyway, what makes you stop what you're doing and listen? Have a chat about that.
Today is all about listening with our ears and sort of our eyes. This meal is all about that. Let's be listening to the right person. Jam, have you got some fun facts about some listening?
I do. Last time we were all about noses and smells, and this time we're thinking about ears. And Jesus made you amazing ears so that maybe that we would listen to him. You've only got one mouth, Ed, and you've only got one nose. Why don't you have one ear on the front of your head? Any idea?
Well, I mean, I'm tempted to say one ear on your forehead would look ridiculous, but presumably my nose in the middle of my face looks quite ridiculous.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, Ed, but maybe that's the case. It's so, Jesus has given us two ears so that we can hear where noises are coming from. Our ears are amazing. They're also completely individual. They're like fingerprints. No two ears are the same. And so what I found out the other day, it's really interesting. They're like fingerprints. And Yahoo, an internet company, explored the technology that meant that you could unlock a cell phone by holding it to your ear rather than by putting your thumbprint on it or face recognition. They did ear recognition.
I wish you could unlock your front door by pressing your ear up against the window.
The animal kingdom, always full of surprises. Jesus made some amazing animals. The best hearing is probably the bat, which uses its hearing to fly through the night. It sends out a wave like a sonar on a submarine. And it can hear a moth, also known as lunch, 3 or 4 meters away. But here's the amazing thing, Ed. Some moths can sense the bat's waves and they can send out their own jamming signal to confuse the bat so that the bat doesn't know where the moth is. It's like this arms race going on in the air, between the ears of the bats and the moth. There's a whole war going on, Ed, that we don't know about.
And Jam, are you cheering for the moths or the bats?
I don't like moths because they sort of go weird when they get inside. But actually, bats are even scarier. So I don't know who I want to win in that war. Maybe pick a team at home. Are you bat or are you moth? Which are you, Ed?
Moths.
Oh, okay.
Because you're bats. And I like the idea that we could stand on different sides of the pitch and shout. And I'll go, come on, you moths. And Jam would shout.
Doesn't matter. I would jam the signal of your shouting so that your shouts could not be heard. That would be the idea anyway.
Jam, I love those fun facts. I actually love them too much. It is right that today we are all about listening. We're all about listening. Can we now listen to the Bible story being read to us?
Our reading is Luke 10, verses 38 to 42.
While Jesus and his followers were travelling, Jesus went into a town. A woman named Martha let Jesus stay at her house. Martha had a sister named Mary. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him teach.
Martha became angry because she had so much work to do. She went in and said,
"Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me alone to do all the work? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her,
"Martha, Martha, you are getting worried and upset about too many things. Only one thing is important. Mary has chosen the right thing, and it will never be taken away from her."
We've just had the reading. I hope you listened to that. But let's think about what we've heard in a different way. We've been listening to about Mary and Martha. Imagine what happens when it's Mary's birthday. How does Martha help her celebrate?
Happy birthday, Mary!
Martha, thanks. This looks like an amazing breakfast.
Well, I didn't know what you wanted, so I did 3 kinds of eggs, smoked salmon, bacon, sausages, tea, coffee, and hot chocolate.
Is that homemade cereal?
Granola. With 15 kinds of nut, berry, and seeds. And there are your presents and cards. I've numbered them so you can unwrap them in order.
Yay. You must have been up early to get all this done.
Up early, didn't go to bed. What's the difference? I've got the whole day planned. Breakfast and presents. Then board games, your favourites. Then a succession of guests are coming around at 12-minute intervals so no one hangs around too long. I'm putting together a rolling buffet for lunch. Roast chicken, beef, vegetables, salads, puddings, and then out for a walk. I've plotted a course on the map here, but that's for later. Oh, I need to put the chicken in the oven and peel the potatoes.
Wait, Martha, don't go.
But the salads need washing. The peas need shelling. And have you tried peeling a Jerusalem artichoke? Oh, talk about fiddly. What's Jerusalem done to deserve being associated with such an annoying, knobbly, faffy vegetable?
Martha, stop. Please. I just want to have breakfast with you.
But there's so much to do. I've got to slow roast some beetroot to go with the feta cheese quiche.
No, you don't have to slow roast anything. I don't want a buffet lunch with everyone else. I just want to have breakfast with you.
I'm doing it again, aren't I?
Yep. And what you're planning is good and kind, but...
I know. It's what Jesus said, isn't it? Oh, it's painful just thinking about it.
I know.
I'm still really sorry about what I said to Jesus about you, which you heard because you were listening to Jesus when I came in trying to sweep the floor, make scones and whipped cream at the same time. And you were just, you know, sitting at his feet, just listening. Oh, I lost it.
I thought you were going to throw the whipped cream at me.
I wanted to, but I didn't want the faff of clearing it up. When all the time I should have been sitting there with you, listening to Jesus.
To be honest, it doesn't come naturally to any of us. What's that for?
To remind me to take the chocolate croissants out of the oven? But I should just sit here with you and let them burn.
I really like chocolate croissants.
Me too. I'll just go get them.
Good idea. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I love chocolate croissants.
I know a mother who says only boring people get bored. She says it whenever her children say, I'm bored. Even in lockdown, she keeps saying it. Only boring people get bored. You know why she's saying it? It's because there's so much to do. Personally, I take a ball with me wherever I go. So that way, I just play with a ball. Maybe you've got a favourite board game. Maybe your family has got a game you play on long, boring car journeys. Maybe you've got a favourite YouTube channel or a television programme. There is so much to do. What should we do? Jesus has an answer. Martha was great. I want to say that now. Martha in this story, she's a hero. She was really busy looking after other people. There was so much to do and she did it. Made food, washing up, picking berries, chasing children, lighting the fire, laying the table. She was doing it all. But she was getting worried. We get worried. We get worried about doing good things. What good things shall I do next? I've got to go and look after him. I've got to go and talk to her. I've got to go and help them with this. We get worried about just being me. I want to be liked. I want to be good. I want to be clever. I want to be better. I want to be at the top. I want to be the fastest. But listen to what Jesus said to Martha when Martha was worried about all the good things she had to do.
But the Lord answered her,
Martha, Martha, you are getting worried and upset about too many things. Only one thing is important. Mary has chosen the right thing, and it will never be taken away from her.
Jesus, he says few things are needed. You don't have to do lots of things. In fact, you only have to do one thing. Isn't that great? Only one thing. That's like the ultimate quiz. The ultimate question. What do you have to do? There's only one answer. And now you know it. Listen to Jesus. Jesus is Christianity. Okay? We're not a religion. We're a person. We're a man who speaks in the Bible. Jesus says, listen to him. Hear what he says. I know a little girl who couldn't sleep. Her mum got into a pickle because she loved her. It would be 4 o'clock in the morning. She couldn't sleep. They tried everything. YouTube, television, hot milk, cold milk, tunes, silence, being hot, being cold. How sad to not be able to sleep. Maybe some of you are listening to this and you know that feeling. Now, I'm not saying listening to Jesus' words is magic and fixes everything, but he does say, start there. Listen to him talk to you. Know that he loves you dearly. Know that he is always with you. Know that he died to save you. He's the one you can trust. He is not just on his throne in charge during Sunday school or when you walk through the door of church or when the Bible is open. He is the Lord of every inch, every second, every moment of your life. What's the one thing that's better than everything else? Listen to Jesus. Let me pray. Dear Father, thank you that Martha got worried about doing good things. It's really good to see that that's possible. Sometimes we get it wrong, even when we're trying to get it right. Father, we do pray that our hearts would know there's only one thing we need to do. I thank you you've made that so simple. Let's be like Mary and listen to Jesus. Help us when our hearts are worried. Amen.
Amen. As always, loads to talk about there, and Ed's going to help us with Ed's Got Questions.
Listening in, ready? If you're under five, how do we listen to Jesus's words? That's a bit of a trick question. If you're fives to sevens, can you name some people who, when they speak, you have to listen? Over eights, let's think about a moment when you had a choice, when you had to choose between listening to Jesus or listening to someone else. And then teenagers, I want you to think why you believe we should listen to Jesus. Do you get that? I'm not asking you to say what you think your mum wants you to say. I'm not asking you to say what Ed has just said. Why do you think it's worth listening to Jesus?
Have a chat about that right now by pressing pause, or we'll have those questions again at the end. Because we're going to have a song now, thanks to our friend Jeremy, who's written a brilliant song about how we can listen to Jesus' voice today in his word. Listen out in the chorus for the words, "Open up my ears, Lord, I want to hear nothing but your voice calling loud and clear.
Your word is a light upon my feet, Lord, and a beacon on my path, shining bright. Teach me your word. Wiser than the wisdom in the whole world, and sharper than
Jeremy, that song is called Your Word. Go to his website, dumrocks.com, and you will find all kinds of downloads, chord charts, videos, individual songs that you can get so that you can put those songs into your life.
Thank you for being here. This week, try and spot a moment where you think to yourself, now's the time to listen to Jesus, even if you're not going to open the Bible. What is it he has said that you want to remember? Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
If you're under five, how do we listen to Jesus' words? That's a bit of a trick question. If you're fives to sevens, can you name some people who, when they speak, you have to listen? Over eights, let's think about a moment when you had a choice, when you had to choose between listening to Jesus or listening to someone else. And then teenagers, I want you to think why you believe we should listen to Jesus. I'm not asking you to say what you think your mum wants you to say. I'm not asking you to say what Ed has just said. Why do you think it's worth listening to Jesus? I'm not going to question that, Jan, because the joy of fun facts is you must be right.